Welcome to WUSF's Daily News Summary Podcast, a review of the day's news from Florida.
I'm WUSF Morning Edition host Carson Cooper. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Here are some of the stories we covered on Thursday, November 19th. In 348 days, November 2nd, 2010, voters around the nation will decide every seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, along with lots of state and local issues. The process of drawing those congressional districts could be one of Florida's state issues on the ballot next year, WUSF's Steve Newborn reports.
One maxim of politics is the party that's in power gets to redraw political boundaries. And with the 2010 census coming up next year, it gives a chance for the party in power to stay in power. But a group is pushing for a constitutional amendment that would force lawmakers to rein in those snake-like districts. It would make them more compact and use existing city and county lines. Former State Education Commissioner Betty Castor is promoting the concept with Fair Districts Florida.
It is virtually impossible to defeat a sitting member of the legislature, and this is the primary reason why.
Castor told a meeting of the League of Women Voters of Hillsborough County and the Tampa Kiwanis Club that they now have to pay county election supervisors to validate the signatures. One concern, however, is whether the move would reduce minority representation. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Florida's Constitution also guarantees every child, quote, high-quality education. A group of parents and two advocacy groups are now suing the state, saying that's not happening. Lawsuit cites Florida's low graduation rate and spending on education and teacher pay. Governor Chris says the state is doing what it can.
It's important that every Florida child gets the best education possible. I mean, we're trying to do the very best we can. We know that, you know, it's a limited time in terms of resources, but we have continued to put more funding into education.
A similar lawsuit was filed in West Palm Beach last week by the American Civil Liberties Union. Lots of teachers in classrooms around the state yesterday not making a single dime. They were volunteers taking part in the Great American Teach-In. Cops and firefighters, chefs, doctors, woodworkers, and at least one person with a pony. That's what greeted students at Belcher Elementary in Clearwater yesterday, as WUSF's Bobby O'Brien reports.
She likes it if you talk to her. She has one blue eye and one brown eye.
Teresa Hornaday and her daughter Anastasia, who attends Belcher Elementary, invited students two at a time to pet Noel, their American Shetland pony.
We just take her around to meet children and do a lot of therapy work and stuff like that.
What is the magic that Noel's able to work on children?
Well, when they're sick, they're depressed, they're down in the dumps. When they see an animal, it brings their inner soul of child out and makes them happy and helps them heal quicker.
After everyone in the class had a chance to stroke Noelle's mane, the pony performed a trick and took a bow. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Now for a look at the stories that made news later in the day, here's WUSF's Susan Giles-Wantuck.
Thanks, Carson.
I'm Joshua Stewart. Hillsborough County Schools will receive a $100 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. WUSF's Carmel Delshad explains.
After a nine-month application process, the Hillsborough County School District finally has a reason to let out a sigh of relief. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced the school district will receive $100 million in grant money, the highest of four education-based grants nationally. The goal? Better teachers in every classroom. Hillsborough School spokesman Stephen Hagerty says the grant is just the beginning of a long and work-intensive process, one that will require increased communication between schools and teachers.
We are about to start, you know, communicating in great detail with teachers about exactly what this thing looks like, where we're headed, and we need their help in making this thing work and in formulating it. You know, this is not a completed project by any means.
Hagerty says additional funding will develop a fairer way of evaluating teachers within the district. Carmel Delshad, WUSF 89.7 News.
The Tampa City Council voted to expand the city's anti-discrimination laws to include transgender individuals today. The change passed on a 5-1 vote, with Councilman Charlie Miranda voting against. The city's Human Rights Board had been discussing the issue over the last year and recommended the change. The amended laws will now prohibit discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodations based on sex, race, religion, sexual orientation, and gender identity or expression.
And those are just some of today's top stories on WUSF 89.7. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We're able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. I'm Susan Giles-Wantuck. Thanks for listening.